The Algoma Conservatory of Music has suspended all projects involving high-profile Sioux musician Greg Norrie while it conducts an internal review of the bombshell sex abuse allegations made by Derek Whibley that have made headlines internationally. On Tuesday, the Sum 41 vocalist shared a video to social media, blasting the band's former manager for his denial of the allegations, detailed in Whibley's new memoir, Walking Disaster: My Life Through Heaven and Hell, in a prepared statement sent to media outlets last week. The Treble Charger co-founder had been employed by the Algoma Conservatory of Music as recording studio manager and engineer at the Loft prior to the allegations, which included Norrie coercing Whibley into a sexual relationship after becoming a mentor to him while the Sum 41 singer was a teenager. A review of the public allegations made against Mr. Norrie is ongoing, the conservatory said in a statement posted to its website Wednesday. Any projects involving Mr. Norrie are currently suspended. Algoma Conservatory cannot comment further until it has completed its internal review. We fully understand that this review creates a delay that feels unreasonable and has justifiably caused concern. However, there are particular legal procedures our organization must follow at this time. Since these allegations have come to light, Mr. Norrie has not been at the conservatory or involved in any conservatory activities, the statement continued. Greg Norrie was engaged as a self-employed sound engineer for recording projects and live events at the Algoma Conservatory of Music. He was not involved with teaching Algoma Conservatory students. The conservatory is firmly committed to ensuring the safety and well-being of its students, faculty and staff. Guy Traficanti, principal and artistic director for the Algoma Conservatory of Music, initially came to Norrie's defense after the allegations were made public last week. "I have no information regarding these allegations. I understand Greg Norrie has said the allegations are false," Traficanti wrote in an email to Sue Today last week. "Greg Norrie has always been fully professional in his work here. I have received only excellent comments from the people he has worked with. I certainly hope these allegations will not impact his excellent work here in any way." On the following day, after Norrie's biography had been yanked from the conservatory website, Traficanti declined to comment on Norrie's employment status. "I can likely follow up with further details by early next week," he said. The day after that, Norrie's biography was back on the site with a personal message at the top. "Hello everyone," it said. "I will be taking a 4-week leave of absence to address the recent false allegations made against me. I have responded to these allegations through statements in the press. I sincerely appreciate the support you have shown. Thank you, Greg Norrie." But the working relationship between Norrie and the Algoma Conservatory of Music has drastically changed after a video made by Whibley surfaced on social media earlier this week, slamming Norrie for calling the allegations against him a lie. In a statement released to media outlets, including Sue Today, late last week. In the statement, Norrie denied that he groomed the Sum 41 singer and insisted the two had a consensual sexual relationship that began when both of them were adults. "The accusation that I initiated the relationship is false," Norrie said in his statement. "I did not initiate it. Whibley initiated it, aggressively." In a video posted to Instagram and X on Tuesday, Whibley doubled down on his shocking allegations against his former manager, challenging Norrie to settle the matter in court. "It's come to my attention that Greg Norrie has now called me a liar. I'll tell you right now, I stand behind every word that's in my book, 100%, Whibley said in the video. "I'm not a liar, and I'm going to speak to you directly, Greg Norrie. If you think I'm a liar, there's only one way to settle this, under oath. In front of a judge, in front of a jury. Anytime you want. I'm ready whenever you are." Norrie has never been criminally charged in connection with the allegations in Whibley's book. Sue Today has reached out to Norrie for comment.